Inspector West. Calling Chief Inspector West.
Stand by for West. A crime file based on John Creasy's novel, Inspector West at Bay, dramatized for radio by Maurice Travers. Inspector West at Bay, starring Patrick Allen as Chief Inspector Roger West of Scotland Yard, and Sarah Lawson as his wife, Janet. Part 5. Package for peril. Marked personal.
Yes. Oh, morning, Roger.
Morning, Mark. Sleep well?
Like a top.
Oh, good. Oh, you look a lot brighter, I must say.
Oh, I'm bright as a trivet now. You know, you didn't have to insist on Janet bringing me here to Bell Street, but I'm not complaining.
Roger?
Yes, Jan?
Tell Mark I'm getting his breakfast. It'll be ready in a couple of minutes.
Right, John.
Thank you, Janet. And what about you, Roger? Your breakfast?
No, I already had it. I'm just off to the yard.
Really? Bird, aren't
you? Yeah, hoping to catch a worm or two. We got one last night, and worm is the word.
What are you talking about?
The character who sprayed the ammonia at you. We collared him.
What, you've got him? Marvelous, but how?
Well, he tried exactly the same trick just a few hours later in Kensington.
Kensington?
He was hiding in Mrs. Eve Wedleg's flat waiting for her.
Good God.
There was quite a lot of activity there last night, involving her boss, Jacob Kennedy, as well. Jan knows all about it, get her to tell you. Now, the most important thing is that Bill Sloan got the man to talk.
Well, bully for our burly detective inspector. Yes.
So now we know who employed him to make the assault on you and try the same on Mrs. Wedleg.
And who was it?
Ben Marino.
Marino?
That's right. Interesting, isn't it?
Well, I should say so. I mean, Roger, that proves it, doesn't it? I mean, that Marino was the one who paid Bertie Downs to go for you with the acid that day in Fleet Street.
Now, more than that, Mark, makes it virtually certain that Marino was also responsible for Bertie Downs' death.
Hmm. Well, it's hard to feel too sorry about that after what he did. All the same, arsenic. It's a nasty way to die.
Mark, breakfast on the table.
Oh, coming right down, Janet. Roger, I take it you've arrested Marino.
No, not yet. But he's being watched. We're not letting him out of our sight. Yes, I'm glad you agree. I can't do any harm, and it's better to be safe than sorry, eh, Superintendent? Yes, our chaps will be on the way now. Goodbye. Come in.
Hello, Roger.
Oh, come on in, Bill. I've just been on the phone to the super at NE Division.
About Marina?
That's right.
Roger, you sure you're not making a mistake there?
In what way?
Well, leaving Marina on the loose. What if he runs out, takes a powder? Or if he's given one? Don't forget, that's what happened to Bertie Downs.
Yeah, and that's why I've ordered the watch on Marino to be doubled.
Oh, I see.
That's what I was talking to the superintendent at NE about. Now, two of our own boys from the yard will be joining the divisional men to watch Marino's house.
Well, that should be okay, then. I've got an extra little item of interest for you, Roger.
Oh, what?
Someone who lives in the same area as Marino, just two streets away, in fact.
And who might that be?
One of the suspects on your shortlist, Doc Gawley.
Gawley?
Food for thought, isn't it?
Yes.
We haven't been concentrating on him so much, devoting more attention to Jacob Kennedy. But if there's a link between Doc Gawley and Marino...
Yes. Chief Inspector West.
Chetworth here. Good morning, Roger.
Oh, good morning, Sir Guy.
I'd welcome a few words. Now is a good time for me, if it suits you.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. I'll come right up.
Splendid.
I'll talk to you later, Bill. The Assistant Commissioner wants to see me.
What about?
Well, he didn't say. Probably wants a report on what happened in Kensington last night.
Well, let's consider things in order, shall we, Roger?
Yes, by all means, Sir Guy.
First, this Kennedy affair.
Right.
We got him for illegal currency dealings and gold smuggling. Now he's out of prison and being threatened, correct?
Well, that's what he told me, sir. Menaced by a person or persons unknown who are demanding money which they believe he's got hidden away.
Which he may well have, knowing what we do of him.
Quite so, sir.
You can cross him off your list of suspects, it seems, since he turns out to be also a victim.
Well, he certainly looked at the end of his tether, I must say. Now, he looks like a man living under a great strain.
Hmm. Well, no fun, of course, having shots fired at you. Any trace of the assailants?
No, afraid not, sir. All we know is that Kennedy's son, Peter, followed the car but lost it. There is one point, though, sir.
And what's that?
Well, Peter Kennedy described the car as a Mini, a grey one.
Well?
And that's how Mark Lessing described the car owned by the man who was tailing him, while Mark was keeping tabs on Kennedy's secretary.
This Mrs. Wedleg, eh?
Yes, sir.
Who seems to be a somewhat mysterious young woman.
That's true enough. We're still trying to find out more about her.
But you do know that all the anonymous letters received by you and by Lessing were done on her typewriter.
That's right, sir. And so was the one pinned on the door of her flat last night.
Hmm. What did she say when you asked her about the typewriter business?
Well, I didn't ask her, Sir Guy.
You didn't? Why not, may I ask, Chief Inspector?
Oh, for the same reason that I haven't had Ben Marino picked up yet.
Yes, I see. On the theory of give them enough rope, eh, and hope that they hang themselves.
Well, something like that, sir.
Nevertheless, it might be a good idea to talk to this Mrs. Weddeck again, Roger. See if you can fill in a few details about her.
Right, sir.
Excuse me. Chetworth?
Detective Inspector Sloan speaking, sir. Is Roger, Chief Inspector West there?
Yes. One moment. It's Sloan for you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, Bill, what is it?
Just had a report from any division. Something's up, Roger.
What, at Marino's house?
Yes, I think we'd better get round there. I've got a car waiting.
Right, I'm coming.
One of the men watching the house saw Marino's landlady come out. He followed her and she went scurrying round to Doc Gawley's place.
And?
Seems Gawley wasn't in. She went rushing off again in a hell of a flat. Our man heard her say that she had to find a doctor.
Oh, damn. Damn and blast. Constable, get your foot down.
It's the room at the end there, Chief Inspector.
Right, thanks, Sergeant. Come on, Bill.
My God, look at him.
Marino. Marino, can you hear me?
Same as Bertie Downs. Arsenic or I'm a Dutchman. The same symptoms, see?
Marino, who did it? Tell me. Tell me who it was. Marino!
It's no use, Roger.
Too late. We were just too late.
And what now, Roger?
Well, I have put out a general alarm, Sir Guy, for Doc Gawley.
How does he fit into this?
Well, according to the landlady, he's been treating Marino and a few other people in the district on the quiet. That's illegal, of course, since he's not a qualified doctor.
I think Gawley's up to his old tricks again. What he went to prison for, dealing in drugs.
We didn't find anything of that sort when we searched his digs. But he seems to have disappeared. The woman he's been living with said he went off early this morning.
Well, let's hope he can be found.
Yes, sir. Now, meanwhile, I thought I'd act on that suggestion of yours and see Eve Wedleg again, sir.
Right. Off you go, then. And keep me informed, Roger.
Of course, sir.
Won't you sit down, Mr. West?
No, thank you. I rang your office, Mrs. Wedleg. I was told neither you nor Kennedy were in, so, well, I thought I'd take the chance and call here at your flat.
Yes, of course.
You got the day off, have you?
In a way. Clara, Mrs. Kennedy, rang me to say that Mr. Kennedy wasn't feeling well. She insisted that he had the day at home and rest.
I see. Did she say what was the matter with him?
She thinks it's delayed shock. Oh. Just a touch of it. I'm not surprised with the strain he's been under. And then everything that happened last night.
Yes, of course.
Mr. West, about last night, I mean particularly about what happened between you and Peter.
Yes, Mrs. Wedleg.
That won't make any difference, will it? To your helping his father, I mean?
No. No difference whatever. I pay no attention to Peter Kennedy's tantrums, I can assure you.
Oh, I'm glad. Peter loses his temper far too easily. That's his trouble. And, of course, he's got this attitude to all policemen. He's never really got over the fact that his father went to prison.
You're fond of Peter, I take it.
I'm fond of the whole family.
I got the impression last night that Peter's feelings go a lot beyond fondness where you're concerned.
Perhaps.
He has a key to this flat.
And so is his father. I explained that, Mr. West. The flat belongs to the company.
What about Charles Kennedy, the elder son? Does he have a key, too?
May have, I don't know.
Mrs. Wedleg, remember the note we found on your door last night? Don't see too much of Mark Lessington.
Of course.
Have you any idea who might have written it?
No, I haven't. No idea at all.
I'm going to tell you something in confidence.
Yes, Mr. West?
You know there's a campaign, if that's the word, against me and Mark.
Yes, Mark told me. The acid. And there have been other terrible things, too, I understand.
Yes, including a number of letters, like yours.
Oh.
They were typed on the same machine as the note on your door. Now, have you any notion at all, no matter how vague, as to who might have written them?
I've already told you. I can't imagine who it could have been.
I see. How long have you been working for Jacob Kennedy?
About 4 months.
And what were you doing before that?
Nothing very much, I'm afraid. I have a little money of my own, and since my husband died, I've traveled a bit, lived in the country for a while, and then in London, going to concerts, theatres, football matches. I'm an enormous soccer fan.
Really? I see. Then, as you didn't need a job, what made you decide to take one?
Boredom. Just boredom. I don't imagine you've ever suffered from that particular disease.
No, I've never had the time. Even if I had, a wife and 2 small boys don't leave much room for being bored. Well, I'll be getting along now. Thank you very much, Mrs. Wedlake. I'll see myself out.
Hello?
Is that you, Jacob?
Yes, who's that?
This is Eve. Jacob, I thought you'd like to know. I've just had a visit from Chief Inspector West.
Oh? What did he want?
Just to ask me a few more questions.
About last night?
Yes.
Did he say anything about the car, the one that fired the shots at us? Have they managed to trace it yet?
He didn't mention that at all. But what he did say...
Yes?
Well, you know how you were worried, after Peter's behavior, that the inspector might change his mind about helping you.
I'm still worried about it. I've spoken to Peter about his disgraceful exhibition, without much success, I'm afraid. Charles was in full agreement with me, but Peter simply wouldn't listen to us. He's very pig-headed, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I can set your mind at ease. Mr. West will do as he promised, in spite of Peter's tantrums, as he called them.
And a very good description. But I'm most relieved. Thank you, my dear, for letting me know. Thank you very much.
Not a bit. I knew it would make you feel better.
It does. It does indeed. You're a good girl.
Well, that's all for now, Jacob. Bye.
Goodbye, my dear.
So, the upshot, the net result, as one might say, was virtually nil. Is that it, Roger?
I'm afraid so, Sir Guy. I didn't get very much out of Mrs. Wedlake.
What's your overall impression of the lady?
Well, she's very attractive. No fool. Very much a self-possessed young woman. She may very well be just what she seems to be and no more. On the other hand...
You don't sound very sure. That's not like you, Roger.
Well, there's only one thing I'm sure of in this case.
And that is?
That I can't be sure of anything.
Well, yes. Well, I'm on my way out. But if it's any comfort, I can only proffer the old adage. It's always darkest before the dawn. Bye.
Goodbye, Sir Guy. Always darkest before the dawn.
Roger.
Oh, hello, Bill. And if you're here with any cheering, comforting phrases like look on the bright side and every cloud has a silver lining, you know what you can do with them.
Hello, hello. We're in a jolly old frame of mind, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, something I meant to say to you earlier, Bill.
Yes?
Just thanks.
For what?
For not saying I told you so about Ben Marino.
Oh, that.
You thought we should have pulled him in right from the beginning. You kept harping on it every chance you got.
That's right, I did.
And if I'd have listened to you, he wouldn't be dead and we might have got some information out of him.
Maybe, maybe not. There's no telling. Anyway, I've got a bit of information for you now on someone else in the case.
Who? Doc Gawley?
No, there's been nothing further about him. Not as yet, anyway. This is about the Wedlake girl.
Oh, what?
I had rather a smart thought, even if I do say so myself. I circulated her description round the yard.
And someone knows her?
Remembers her, to be exact. Mm. Our forgery expert, Inspector Eddie Day. You know our Eddie?
Yes, yes.
He may drop all his H's, but he's got a memory like an elephant.
Yes, all right, get on with it, Bill.
Well, it was quite a long time ago, but he remembered her right enough. Not as Eve Wedlake, though. She called herself Eve Banner.
Banner, huh? And where did Eddie come across her?
On a suspected forgery case, share certificates, that sort of thing. Her boss was involved.
Who was her boss? Or doesn't Eddie Day's memory include that?
You bet it does. So will yours.
Mine?
Her boss at the time was one of the others on your suspect list, Roger.
Oh, which one? Now, come on, don't mess about, Bill.
Wiseman.
Paul Wiseman?
That's right. The smoothie company director who went down for fraudulent conversion.
Well, I'm damned.
Of course, it was before you and Mark Lessing helped to get him put away.
So she worked for Wiseman, and now she's working for Kennedy.
I thought you'd be interested.
You bet I am. That's putting it mildly. That's too bad we can't ask Mr. Wiseman a few questions about him. But he's still out of the country.
Holidaying on the Riviera? Who said crime doesn't pay?
Chelsea 1492.
Oh, it's me, Jan.
Oh, hello, darling.
Is Mark still with him?
Oh, no, he isn't. He went back to his flat. He left
left about, 3/4 of an hour ago.
Okay, thanks, Jan. I'll drop around there. See you a little later on. Bye. Toss me a hat, Bill, will you?
What are you going to talk to Mark about, Roger?
Just a little idea I've got. If he's willing to play along, it might kill two birds with one stone.
Eve, I'm working for Wiseman. And calling herself, what did you say it was, Roger?
Eve Banner. But legally, she was still Mrs. Wedlake. Her husband had died in a car crash about 18 months before.
Uh-huh.
But, Mark, this connection of hers with Wiseman, it makes her more important than ever.
So you scamper around to me with the news post-haste. Now, why, I wonder?
Well, now, you're not a bad-looking sort of chap, you know.
Huh?
Or past the first bloom of youth, of course.
Oh, thank you very much.
But then, Eve Wedlake's not exactly a teenager herself, is she?
Roger...
Peter Kennedy's obviously pretty keen. I don't know about her side of it. But if Peter should find himself with some serious competition where the lady's concerned...
Now, just a minute.
I'm very interested in Peter Kennedy. And in her as well. Well, it would serve two purposes, Mark. She might let something drop that could prove useful. And it'd certainly get young Kennedy all hotted up. With that uncertain temper of his, he might get careless.
But she'd never fall for it, Roger.
Oh, why shouldn't she?
Well, she knows I'm working with you. She'd just give me the big ha-ha.
Oh, what if she does? You're not as thin-skinned as all that. Or are you?
Now, look, Roger.
Like that, is it?
No, it is not like that. I hardly know the girl, but...
But? Oh, that's rather a giveaway, isn't it?
Oh, right, damn you. So I've only had lunch with her once yesterday, but... Well, she's a nice girl, Roger.
Well, I'm not saying she's not. But, Mark.
Well?
Bertie Downs is dead. So is Ben Marino.
He's what?
Just a few hours ago. Same cause in both cases, arsenic.
Good Lord.
Now, neither of them could be called any great loss, but it proves that whoever's behind all this won't stop at murder. The attacks on you and me, Mark, they haven't been all that serious so far. But there's no telling what'll be next.
Yes, I know.
And here's something you don't know. The letters we've been getting, they were all written on Eve Wedlake's typewriter.
You... But never.
I've got the proof. There's no doubt of it. Mark, she's involved in all this somehow, and I've got to know how. Now, there's a better chance for you to find out than for me or any other copper. I can't force you, of course. If you don't feel like doing it, well, just say so.
All right, Chief Inspector. You win. I'll play.
You're a good man. Thanks. I happen to know that she's at home today, in the flats. Why not call round? Say, for afternoon tea. After all, nothing like striking while the iron's hot, is there? Ah, just what the doctor ordered, Jan, love. Now I'll have a cigarette to go with my coffee. Then I'll have to be getting back to the yard.
You sure you've had enough to eat?
Ah, yes, thanks.
Right, I'll clear the things away then.
Jan?
Hmm?
How much has Mark talked to you about this Eve Wedlake?
Very little.
A private joke, huh?
No, of course not. It's just that, well, I have my suspicions.
Meaning what?
Well, I think he rather fancies her.
Oh, he does, no question of that.
Oh, really? Did he tell you?
Well, more or less.
Well, don't say our Mark's going to be caught at last. Now, what sort of a person is she? You've seen her and talked to her.
Yes.
Oh. You're looking very thoughtful all of a sudden.
She's an unknown quantity, Jan. I wonder if I'm being altogether wise, getting Mark to... Yes, I wonder. Well, we just have to wait and see, won't we? Nothing else for it.
Ah, it's my lucky day. You're home.
Mark!
Eve, surprise, caught ever so slightly off balance. It suits you. Do you know that?
Oh, you think so, do you?
Quite definitely. It makes you look just that trifle vulnerable. I like it.
Mark, I'm disappointed in you. Of all the run-of-the-mill masculine reactions, What you're really saying is vulnerable female equals easy prey, male for the use of. I thought better of you than that.
Yes, in which case I must waste no time in redeeming myself. I suggest taking you to tea, and I know the perfect place. Dark panel walls, red plush private booths, a full Edwardian bit. Where I can play the perfect English gentleman.
No, I'm sorry, Mark. I can't today.
Well, aren't you feeling well, eh?
I'm fine.
Well, are you sure? Well, it's really why I'm here, to see how you are after the shooting business last night.
No, it's nothing to do with that. I'm perfectly all right, but I've got...
Eve, who's that?
Oh, I see. You've got company.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Eve, Why don't you answer me? Who's... Lessing. Now, what the hell's he doing here, Eve?
Peter, please.
Oh, so this is Peter Kennedy, I take it. I've heard a few things about you.
And I know a few things about you, Lessing. None of them flattering.
Hmm?
You're West's lapdog. His own private nosy Parker, poking around in corners, seeing what you can sniff out.
Now, take it easy.
Just a copper's narc. And they don't come any lower than that.
Peter, stop it.
Well, don't interrupt me. Not when he's in full flight.
Don't ask for trouble, Lessing, or you'll get it.
Now, Peter, that's enough. I don't want
to... Get on your way. And stay away from Eve. He doesn't want your kind hanging around.
Oh, we might let her decide that, wouldn't you, sir?
I'm deciding. Get that into your thick head and don't forget it.
I'll tell you something, Kennedy. You're not very bright. And the way you tangle with Roger West proves that.
I'm not afraid of West. I'm not afraid of any lousy copper.
Peter, for heaven's sake. Mark, please, I think it might be best if you were to go now.
Now, that's what I call a run-of-the-mill feminine reaction. It only means, please, let's have no trouble. But I'm a great one for respecting a lady's wishes.
It's my wishes you've got to worry about.
A shame we couldn't have tea, Eve, but we might have lunch again to make up for it. I'll phone you.
Like hell you will. You'll keep right away from her.
Kennedy, I'm beginning to find you a bore. And it isn't just that you have a nasty temper, you're a fool as well. It's going to be interesting to find out just how big a fool. Bye for now, Eve, and I'll be phoning you about that lunch.
Chief Inspector West.
Chetworth here. Still in your office, eh, Roger?
Yes.
Thought you might have gone by now.
Oh, not yet, sir.
I've been out all the afternoon. Oh, special conference. Anything new developed?
No, not a thing, Sir Guy. The boys from any division have made a thorough search of Ben Marino's room, but they didn't turn up anything helpful.
And still no clue to where Doc Gordy's got to, I presume?
No, not even a hint, sir.
Well, I know how you feel. The waiting's all of the worst part. Well, I suggest you pack off home. Tomorrow's another day. Perhaps the morning will yield more profitable results.
Now, would you like another slice of toast, Roger?
No, no thanks, Jan. No? I seem to be eating too much for breakfast these days. Oh, I wouldn't mind some more tea, though.
Tea coming right up.
Thanks.
No, sir, the car. No, it's not for you. Here you are, Roger.
Oh, thanks.
No, Snicker. I said no. Now, shh, be quiet.
What's all this about?
Didn't you know? This police dog you brought into our lives has developed a taste for tea.
A taste? You're not serious.
Yes, I certainly am. It all started with the boys. Martin poured a little into his saucer one morning and gave it to him, and of course Richard had to follow suit. Now, every time this animal sees me lift the teapot, his ears prick up and his tongue hangs out. No, he's trying to tell you.
Oh, of all the... Oh, all right, Snicker.
Oh, Roger.
There you are, old boy.
Oh, honestly, you're worse than your son.
Well, when he looks at you with those damn great soulful eyes, any post this morning, Jan?
No, nothing. Roger, do you think that means that maybe there won't be any more of those letters?
I don't know. That's a hell of it. Well, time I was going. Mm-hmm. Bye, Jan, love.
Bye.
Oh, I'll get that on my way out. Chelsea 1492.
Chief Inspector West.
Speaking, who's that?
West, before this is over, you're going to wish you'd never been a copper.
What? My God.
Roger, who was it?
No one, Jan. Just the wrong number, that's all. I'm off now.
All right, darling. Bye.
Bye.
You see what I mean, don't you, Bill? These characters are getting cheeky. Now it's messages on the phone.
Yes, they seem pretty sure of themselves, don't they?
And pretty ruthless. As soon as we get anywhere near a lead, Bertie Downs, Ben Marino, boom, snuffed out.
They're one jump ahead of us every time.
Well, it's not going to stay that way, Detective Inspector. I want the word spread to all our informants. Every nose, snout, contact we've got. To keep their ears open for anything that might be connected even remotely with this case. Understood?
Understood, sir.
Right. Yes.
A package for you, Chief Inspector, from any division, it says. Marked personal.
Oh, thank you, Constable.
Right, sir.
Any division. Oh, maybe the boys there have come up with something. Let's see. If they have, Bill, this could be just a...
Roger!
Oh, Bill!
Well, I'm here, Roger. I'm right here.
Inspector, what happened? We had a...
Don't just stand there, Constable. Get a doctor. Oh,
yes,
a doctor!
Yes,
sir.
A booby trap?
Yes, Janet.
All right, Mark, tell me. How badly is he hurt?
It's not really like that, Janet. I mean...
Well, what do you mean? Why have you stopped?
Come and sit down, Janet.
I don't want to sit down. I want to know what's happened to Roger. Where is he?
He's in good hands. You're not to worry.
Not to worry? You're talking like an idiot. And you still haven't told me what's happened to him. What? Why won't you tell me?
Now, take it easy, Janet.
I don't want any of your soothing tactics. I asked you a plain, simple question, and I want a plain, simple answer. Where is he?
They've taken him to the hospital. The best, Janet. Moorfields. They've got the finest men there looking after
him. What hospital did you say?
All the biggest specialists, so there isn't really anything for you to feel.
You said Moorfields, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
The eye hospital?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Janet.
Oh, not his eyes. Oh, God, not his eyes.
You've been listening to Patrick Allen and Sarah Lawson in the fifth part of Inspector West at Bay by John Creasy. Listen to The Shadow of Darkness, the next episode of John Browell's production of Inspector West at Bay.